I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States and Iran are preparing for renewed nuclear talks in Oman this weekend, signaling a diplomatic pause. Mediators from Qatar, Turkey, and Egypt are helping to steer the talks. However, our Middle East expert Mike Ansari says diplomacy abroad hasn't eased pressure at home after Iranian officials responded with overwhelming force to weeks of protests.
Some of the leaders of the house churches have been arrested under the guise of being agents of Mossad and bringing discord into Iranian government. Many of the people who are being arrested, we haven't heard anything from them.
Yet Ansari says they also hear testimonies of the Holy Spirit moving.
It's amazing to know that God is way ahead of all of us. Many people are still reporting that they're having dreams and visions.
Finally, a handheld solar-powered MP3 player is opening doors for the gospel in a former Hindu kingdom. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids explains why church planters request the storyteller.
In Nepal, reading is not on the top of the agenda. It's listening. They're oral learners. And so with the Keys for Kids storytellers, they can have God's word speaking to them every day, all day if they want to.
Entire families hear the gospel as children and adults often listen together. Local pastors see these storytellers as a game changer, but demand has quickly outpaced supply.
For $20,000, we're going to distribute to 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers to people who desperately need it in crazy places like the Himalayan mountains where you can't even get by car.
Want to help? You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.